The Bureau of Land Management's Miles City Field Office manages almost 3 million acres of public lands. That's just on the surface. The office is also responsible for over 12 million acres below ground in mineral rights. In 2024, the Miles City Field Office decided to end selling new coal leases. The agency at the time cited declining demands for coal and goals to reduce planet warming emissions. But Wednesday, the U.S. Senate concurred with a previous House vote to overturn that policy as part of President Donald Trump's push to revive fossil fuel power. Montana's Republican congressional delegation all voted in favor of the change. U.S. Senator Steve Daines was critical of the field office's 2024 decision.
This means that the BLM prohibited all new coal leasing in the Powder River Basin. By the way, that is the home of the largest coal reserves in the United States.
Active mines in the region with existing coal leases would not have been impacted. Resource management plans guide how BLM lands are used and managed. They're drafted using feedback from all of the people that use these lands. Developing Miles City's plan included mineral owners, natural resource industry groups, landowners, ranchers, farmers, hunters, and tribal nations. Jeannie Alderson was directly involved with developing the 2024 plan. She's a sixth-generation rancher in southeastern Montana, and the BLM owns mineral rights under her land.
To have all those years of all of us working on this, it's the best of our sort of democratic process, and with people who have to live with the results and the actions, but to have it done from Washington, D.C., just foisted on us is really unfortunate.
Alderson says this change overrides local voices. It's the first time the Congressional Review Act has been used to overturn a land use plan. Congress is now considering overturning management plans in other states, too. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.